Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in, everybody. DNVR Rapids Podcast here. Continuing our 2024 Colorado Rapids season preview, position by position. This is the fun one, guys. This is the goal scorers. This is the forwards.
I can't believe we wore the same thing 3 days in a row.
Incredible.
I couldn't.
Again.
Not. It's for good luck.
Again,
good
luck. Totally not recording these back to back to back.
That's. I wish I made this joke in the first one.
All right. Looking at the returnees this year up top, Rafa Navarro, whose loan is up this summer, Jonathan Lewis, Darren Yappe, Calvin Harris, Kevin Cabral. New faces. And these are fun. These ones are pretty fun.
Yep.
Not going to lie. Little guy named Georgi Mihailovic. Have you heard of him?
You mean the 2024 MVP?
Make sure you check out our hot takes episode where Yaya nearly burned down the studio. Also, joining from Red Bulls, Omir Fernandez.
My guy.
Your guy. For sure your guy. And then via the draft, this one's exciting. Kamani Stewart-Baines from the University of Maryland.
He has a little bit of that KSB, Kevin De Bruyne nickname going for him, and I love it so much.
Love it. Love it. And then when you're looking at who we expect to start, you know, we're assuming sort of a 4-3-3 here. We're expecting Mihailovic on the left, Omir Fernandez on the right, Rafa Navarro up top. No surprises there, guys, right?
None at all.
I think what's nice about this group is it tiers itself pretty well, right? You have guys like Cabral, Lewis, Yappe, Harris, who have played a lot of MLS minutes and have shown in flashes that they can be a guy. But no doubt those three are the starters. And now Rafa, which is probably where we should start this, Rafael Navajo, or Rafa to keep it easy, is on a loan that could end in the biggest purchase in Rapids history, right? Just the one goal scored, had an assist as well in that second half of the season. He joined after League's Cup due to, you know, just taking time to get visas and everything sorted out. Is this the, you know, the question really comes down to, is he going to be worth that purchase option?
And that's the hardest part about this. It's, we haven't seen the production. We haven't seen what we want from him, but you can see the talent. And that's, I think, where we can sell ourselves a little bit on him and see what's going on. Thankfully, you do have some very good people behind him in Yappe and Cabral. And even Harris, who does play the striker. And Lewis, too, if we want to throw another name out there. But I think at the end of it, it just, we got to see the production, and it's all about production.
Sure. Dwayne, you're not sold on Rafa.
Not yet. I can be. But, you know, and again, I've said this, you know, throughout the entire offseason, is it depends on who we get, you know, and this was before, you know, we brought in all these new players. Who are we going to get the ball to him? We've made some of those moves. So now there's no more excuses. Goals have to happen. He's brought in to be the striker. And so far, he's played more as a not striker You know, he's a guy who has really been servicing the ball into a striker that doesn't exist. So he's great on the ball. He has some really nice moves. When we watch him play, like he is a highlight reel, you know, just in watching him on the ball. But without goals, I mean, that's what you're here to do. Like, that is your job. You have to score goals, period. You are the striker.
I think why I'm so excited for him this season, and I think when you look at his tape from Botafogo and just watching him play with the Rapids, he's physical.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He puts a body on a body all the time. He is not scared to allow contact to him with the ball at his feet, play off of that, find other guys. And when we look across this roster, I mean, you know, we've already talked about two position groups. We're talking about forwards now. There is so much more talent around him at this time now than
any
in
point
October
last
when he was playing, yep. Right? And so it's tough to say, hey, man, you didn't score a lot of goals. Well, guess what? The Rapids scored less goals than games played last year, right? So you can't – it's really hard to say it was just him. But when you have a contract like that – or sorry, not a contract, but a purchase option like that, it kind of is, hey, man, you didn't score goals yet, right? So I think in this Chris Armas system where physicality and running and chasing the ball and getting into those spaces quickly and finding each other, goals by committee, that's what makes me so excited about seeing Rafa this year. And guess what? If it doesn't work, you don't have to spend $4.5 million, and you can use that money to go find a different goal scorer.
And I'm sure they have other options already lined up and ready to go. And the whole thing we saw with Rafa, when we see the highlights of Botafogo and all that, he was a poacher. He likes being in the right place at the right time. That's what he's good at. He never was there last year because there was never a right place. Yeah, there was never a right place at the right time last year. And that one time that he was at the right place at the right time, he scored his goal against FC Dallas. And that's when the team was playing a little bit better, when he had a little bit more help around him. So at the end of the day, it all comes down to how Dwayne said, production. And Dwayne's been on this boat for a long time. He's been riding the choo-choo train all the way to, like, we need goals, baby. And that's, at the end of it, that's what it is.
Yeah, and he did that in preseason as well. If you watch the clips, you saw that the ball bounce around, I think it was on a set piece, and then out of nowhere, Rafa just comes flying in, Doyle-type flying header, you know, from way back, and just, you know, Superman headed that right into the net. And, like, that's the kind of poaching that could be deadly.
This is Dwayne right now in his back getting that Doyle reference
and taking it out.
Love him. Love that guy.
You're a Doyle guy.
He had the best headers ever. But I think Rafa showed that he could be bringing a lot of those into.
I think so too.
Yeah.
When you look at the wings, you have two guys in Georgi Mihailovic and Omir Fernandez who kind of profile more as a 10, right? More as a corner of the box, can play inside. Not really living on the edge like you would see a lot from Cabral, Lewis, Harris. Mm-hmm. They were basically riding the sideline and getting crosses in last year. But when you put two guys on the wing, that's where you really say, okay, can Omir and Keegan play together, right? Can Sammy and Georgie play together? Because they're going to be going in towards the goal. Those guys will be coming up the side. And can those combinations work? Can guys like Omir and Georgie kind of change the way they naturally play and take over more of a outside attacking role?
And that's the goal creation that you didn't have last year. That's why you have inverted wingers that are 10s that can create more goals. And that's where I think Rafa's going to like really be excited about these opportunities. You have two guys that are going to create chances, not just for themselves, but for everybody around them. That's why I have an Omir having 15 goal contributions, I think is what I said, as a hot take.
It's a lot of goal contributions,
and I understand it is.
But bring it.
Let's go.
But I just think it's going to be a lot of assists. I don't think it's going to be like he's goal score. He's having a hat trick every other game. The thing with Omir, that he's a guy that knows how to play in the system. He's been with Armas. He knows exactly what's going to be asked of him, and he's going to assimilate quickly because now he has a guy like Keegan that he's not afraid that if he's not hugging that wing, that you're gonna lose a whole side of the pitch. Now you have a guy like Keegan that's gonna help him, and it's gonna be a reliable partnership, in my opinion. And same thing with Mihailovic. Mihailovic had what I think was 15 assists or something like that.
He had 38 goal contributions in 2 years.
Exactly. There you go.
That's a ton.
And a lot of them were assists for the same reason. He dominates that left hand. Whenever you see highlights, it's always on the left, and it's right at the edge of the box. It's right at the edge on both the left side and right in front of the goal. He's dominating that area. That's his little creation spot, the half field. And that's what you need. That's where you were lacking a lot. You saw the ball go to wingers last year, and it kind of became dead. What did we talk about? Sam Nicholson did great, and then he became a black hole once we hit the final third.
Right.
And you're not going to get that with a guy like Mihaljevic at all.
Well, you know what I love about getting to that kind of corner of the box there? You can either get it to Rafa in the middle as a big target guy that can box out and allow you to get a pass to him that doesn't necessarily have to be completely, totally on point because he can clear space for himself. Or you got Cole Bassett charging in right behind you.
Or Ronan.
Either way, right? Because, Ronan might not be the first option up there, but he will be available. But there's just so many options for Georgie there, right? Mm-hmm. And on top of that, he has no problem sending a shot in, right? And then let Rafa clean it up.
I actually think the connection that most people are missing is actually the Ronan to Jordy connection.
Mm-hmm.
I think that connection is going to be far stronger than almost any other pairing on the field this
Interesting.
Season.
Interesting.
I think it is going to be a freeway for the ball to go. Mm-hmm. And then once it gets to him, once Jordy gets the ball, then he can put it into play. But look for that Connor Ronan Jordy connection.
Love that.
It's going to be happening for sure.
One other guy I do want to talk about a little bit more on the wings. It's Kimani Stewart-Baines.
Okay.
I think Kimani has a little bit of that Mihaljevic. I think a lot of people are misconstruing what Kimani Stewart-Baines is. I think people think he's going to be a one-on-one, I'm going to take you on and just beat you down the sideline, which he actually plays a lot more similar to Jordy. He's a creator. He's a wide playmaker. He's a guy that's going to try to get the ball into the center of the field and try to score or cut in as well. And I think that's one of the biggest appeals that the Rapids had when bringing a guy with Kimani, besides the speed, besides all the talent that he has. He knows how to play the game the right way. Mm. He's not going to make an arrogant pass. Of course, it was at a lower level, college, but I also think that he's ready for the big time. I think he's ready to come in, learn from these guys, and know what it's going to take to be a contributor right away.
Sure. And then you look at, the bench. You're probably not going to put KSB in there immediately into the rotation. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Jonathan Lewis. It's going to be Kevin Cabral. And then there's Jaren Yappe, right? And Yappe, obviously, zero goals last year. Everyone was waiting for the MLS breakout. Went crossbar twice in the first two games. Was right there. You felt the breakout coming. And maybe that breakout came with his winning goal in the playoffs for R2, right? And if everything breaks right, maybe you don't have to spend the money on Navarro because Yappe finally gets it, right? He had his year with the first team. He took his lumps, right? Had the frustrations of not having a good year. Comes in, has a strong training camp. He has scored in camp. So has Jonathan Lewis. So has Kevin Cabral. Can those three challenge who we think are the obvious starters of Navarro, Georgie, and Fernandez? Can those guys break into that rotation? Yeah. And Kevin Cabral, Dwayne's favorite player in the whole world, on a big contract. Jonathan Lewis fighting for a contract. Jaren Yappe coming off of zero goals. There's a lot to prove there, guys.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, I do still love Kevin Cabral.
No way!
The French sniper?
I love what we wanted him to be.
Right. Yeah. You love, like, the idealized version.
The stats don't back up my idealized version of Kevin Cabral. with Cabral, I'm not even sure that he's at the striker position this year.
Right.
He plays better on that wing. Yappe does too, to be honest. We talked about that on the show earlier. So I don't know when we're going to see Kevin Cabral play, barring injury, because there's just too many names in front of him that seemingly have a higher floor.
Right.
Cabral might have a higher ceiling in the idealized version, but I'm not sure how many minutes we're going to see him get. He's the biggest question mark.
Absolutely.
In this entire group, like, by far.
Absolutely. And the name that hasn't come up yet, guys, Calvin Harris.
That's the one that I'm so glad I got my take in about two, 3 weeks ago. So I didn't look like I was just jumping on a bandwagon. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Calvin Harris kind of proved it last year a little bit, right? He showed he was a reliable starter. He's a GA for a reason. People don't take a lot into account into these draft meanings, but there's a reason they give him these contracts. Mm-hmm. He doesn't count against the cap still. he's a guy that gets it, just kind of gets what you're trying to do out there. There are times that he gets a little stale with the ball and he needs to move around a little bit more and he needs to maybe get rid of the ball a little bit quicker. But that's just him being young. It takes a little bit of time to get that feel into what your teammates are going to be. This year, I think it's going to be perfect for him to go out there and really show what he's made of. He's another guy that I just look at and he's like, he's a super sub. He's a complete super sub.
I don't think under a Chris Armas system, there's going to be a lot of time for messing around mm-hmm. with the ball. And you've heard it if you watch the series on Apple TV, you know, Elevate, if you've watched some of the clips, you can hear in the background, like off camera, constantly Chris Armas yelling, react, 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 react. There's not going to be a lot of playing around with the ball. So I think that's only going to help Calvin Harris too, to not, you know, get stale with it. I think he's going to be moving it sooner and more frequently.
He also had that beautiful left-footed goal on Dwan Jones yep. in that New England game. Oh man, go watch that highlight on Apple. All right, guys, one big question time. Are we starting with me? We're starting with me. All right, how about that? I get to host. I get to choose who goes first, and this time it's me. Can contract year Jonathan Lewis return to his 2021 form where he was the super sub? He was electric. He has the speed in him. Can he find that finishing? You know, Jonathan Lewis, you know, will he find an MLS contract if he doesn't have a good year? Probably. Right, he's still in the right age range, still has the speed. Some team will talk into him as a bench guy, but it's not the contract that he wants right now. If you ask him what contract are you looking for next year,
sure,
right? And he has come into camp, he looks it to be in the best shape I have ever seen him in. He has scored a ton of goals in preseason. I believe he had 5 preseason goals so far with 1 game to go. Can he do it? Because then you're making those decisions on the outside really hard, right? Yep. Then it's, oh, maybe Calvin doesn't get this, right? Maybe Kevin doesn't go in.
Yep.
Maybe Omir isn't playing because Jonathan Lewis is doing such a good job, right? So can he put himself into that position? I hope he can. He has scored a ton of goals in preseason to at least get that conversation started going in the right direction.
Of course. I mean, J-Lew is J-Lew. I'm not as high as you are on him right now. Just because of what I've seen the last couple of years.
Well, same. There's always a chance. To be fair, yeah, same. But I just hope he can, because that really changes the math out there, right? And that's what's important. Yeah, of course. Dwayne, big question?
It's the most obvious of the big questions for this group. Is Rafa the guy?
Ooh.
Will he still be in Burgundy by August? And that is the big question. The club has gone out and are very proactive about getting the pieces on the squad to get the ball to him. Yep. It's time for him to be able to prove that he is the guy. So there's no more excuses about wings or a coach who's making all of the forwards play defense. All of those excuses are out now. This is a clean slate, and it's time for him to just start putting the ball in the net. I want him to be that guy so bad, because if there's anybody on the field right now who I want to have my back on the streets, it's Rafa. Like, he's just a big, imposing guy, and I want him to bring that to just smashing the ball into the net.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see this year. And I want to see those goal celebrations, man. I got to see them.
Dude, you can't let that gorgeous boy band look for you. He will knock you out.
Yeah,
no, he's got the pearly whites. He's got the Jordan neck tat. Come on. All right.
And I just want to see it on the ball.
All right, yeah. For you, one big question.
My big question is, which of the young guys can break out and can be a contributor this year?
Okay.
And to some extent, it's Yappy and Kamani Stewart-Baines. Those are the two main guys I'm looking at that are going to be like, sure. What can they do? What can they do for us? But it's also, to some extent, you're looking at Kevin Cabral. Can he finally hit a stride and be a guy that we're looking at? You're looking at Calvin Harris. Is he going to continue his good form? And I think that's going to be so important, because you're saying that Jonathan Lewis, but he's also out of contract this year. So even if he does, is he going to price himself out of Colorado? And Colorado can't afford him anymore. Does he need a change of scenery? So you got to make sure you got reliable guys. It's kind of like that rotation thing, but you have so many young guys behind him with Gavon gone. You don't have Sam Nicholson anymore. You don't got those guys that you knew where you're getting from. You're going to need a lot from the guys like Kamani, who's coming in his first year, Yappy, who didn't have a great year last year, and guys like Calvin and Cabral are also going to have to prove that they can be a part of this rotation for them to be, for this team to be successful going forward, especially in the congested parts of the season in June and July, when you have like, what, 10 games in like 4 weeks or something
right.
It's insane.
Right. And I mean, look, you nailed it. The depth is going to be super important, and it's going to take guys elevating, right? We're not going to bank on past performance with some of these guys. It's going to take someone really making a jump. So really good call there, Yaya. Guys, we just previewed the season. How's it feel?
Time. Oh, man, I feel like it's been 4 weeks.
We've been in this room for 4 weeks previewing this season, wearing the same clothes. Make sure you check out our final episode before before the season opener in Portland. Make sure you catch our big show with some big guests.
I think you can say the name. Yet. This is going now afterward.
Really?
Yeah, this is going to go after. You can say, go watch our Cole and Sam Vines video. It's going to be
Cole incredible. Bassett and Sam Vines. Can you believe it? On one show.
It's going to be three homegrowns on that show, baby.
Are you including yourself?
I'm a homegrown Colorado kid.
Hell yeah. Better believe it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into DNVR Rapids. We will see you next time.